love getting presents on Christmas Eve, but I didn't know I could give Jesus a present.
That's right. You can give him the best present of all. You. Thanks for listening to the Countdown to Christmas podcast. My name is Zach, and I've got another Advent story just for you this holiday season. So let's listen to it, and then let's talk about it with some of our friends. Before you open the first present, remember that you have a present to give Jesus. Do you know what it is? It's the gift of you. 2 Corinthians 8:5 says, "They first gave themselves to the Lord." The reason that Jesus came to earth is so that he could give his life on the cross to save us. But to be saved, you have to decide to follow him and give him your life. Well, that's what our story is all about today. It's called The Most Important Gift. Austin woke with excitement and quickly jumped out of bed, wondering what would be in the wrapped presents under the tree. "It's Christmas Eve, Mom," he said as he ran into the kitchen for breakfast. Austin's family had a tradition of opening their gifts on Christmas Eve. Throughout the day, Austin made many trips to the Christmas tree to look at the presents. Just when he felt he couldn't wait any longer, the evening meal was over and the family gathered to open presents. Austin got a book, a pair of jeans, a movie, and the thing he wanted most of all, a baseball mitt. Austin was already dreaming of summer when Dad reached for his Bible. Let's read about the gifts the wise men brought Jesus. After reading the story, Dad said, "We've given gifts to show our love for one another, and we have a gift for Jesus, too." He rattled a shiny red tin that had money from every member of the family in it. Collecting a Christmas offering was another tradition in Austin's family. It was Mom's turn to read, and she read a passage from 2 Corinthians. "Just like the people in this story who gave gifts to help the Apostle Paul, you all gave money to be used for God's work," Mom said when she finished reading. But the most important thing they gave Jesus wasn't their money, it was themselves. They gave themselves to the Lord by remembering that he died to save them and submitting to his will for their lives. As Christians, we need to do that too. While it's good to give money, it's more important to depend on Jesus to guide us in doing his will and help us love others the way he does. Austin thought about that as he went to bed. He trusted in Jesus, but he hadn't really given much thought to how Jesus wanted him to live. Suddenly, he jumped up and ran into the living room. "I want to give myself to Jesus. I want to ask him to help me love others and live my life for him." He grinned at his parents. "That's the most important gift I can give." So what about you? The best gift you can give is yourself. So let me ask you, how can you give yourself to Jesus this Christmas? Let's hear from Brock and Jordan.
I can help my great-grandma by visiting her and spending time with her. Just today, she's actually getting out of the hospital because she was in a 2-day coma. Everybody thought she was going to die. Then she just came back and she was like, "Where's my breakfast?" And she's somehow still alive and she's going to be 95.
By reading the Bible before you open presents, playing a Christmas song for them on my trombone. Oh, I know. Give my brother or sister a Christmas present that I don't need.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear that your great-grandmother is going to be okay. Now let's hear from Noelle.
By helping others.
And how about you, Deborah? How can you give yourself as a gift this Christmas?
A way you can serve Jesus this Christmas: serve the other people around you by putting them above yourselves, doing what they want to do.
I'm so glad to hear those answers. It's really encouraging. And by the way, if you would like to share your answer with me, you can do that by sending a message through our website, keysforkids.net, and tap on Countdown to Christmas in the menu. Have you given yourself to Jesus? That's the most important gift you can give. As Christians, we must continually give ourselves to the Lord, depending on him to help us do his will and show others his love. Give Jesus the gift of yourself this Christmas and trust him to use your life to share his gift of salvation with others. If you want to learn more about knowing Jesus personally, take Mom and Dad and go to keysforkids.net/salvation. key verse today once again, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5.
They first gave themselves to the Lord.
And our key thought for today, give yourself to Jesus. Hey, are you looking for Christmas fun that celebrates Jesus too? Then join me on Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net. We're playing Christmas music, Christmas musicals, and special Christmas episodes from great audio dramas like Adventures in Odyssey and Paws and Tales. There's lots of faith and fun to enjoy. I'm Zach on The Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.